Welcome, everyone. My name's Ryan, and I'm here with...
Jaren.
Hey, Jaren. Nice to meet you. I'm glad that you're part of this program, Accountability Now. And here, we just want to talk about more about what we do, who we are, you know, and why we decided to create this platform to help people, you know. If you have any questions... my number is on the Facebook page, Accountability. You can text us any suggestions or anything that you really liked about this program. I guess how this all started, we'll just begin with that. I'm a psychology major at BYU-Idaho, and I really appreciate helping people with some of their challenges in life. I mean, with this program, I've always thought of it as it's almost like being a personal fitness trainer, but for your mind, you know? I feel like that could really help a lot.
And we both come from working with youth in their behavioral, social, and academic problems. And so we wanted to be able to reach out and help other people overcome certain problems they have in their lives that may be prohibiting them from reaching their potential.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I actually used to work with Jaren here. We used to work with kids, like you said, and so these kids, they had some incredible challenges, and we actually changed a few of their lives around, and we're still in contact with them today, and we actually have really good relationships with them. And some of these challenges these kids would have, you know, they would be like swearing, you know, lots of cussing all the time. And this program could apply to you if you have any sort of challenge, like cussing, you know, if you every day have this like urge to swear, you know, this is kind of a trivial thing, right? You know, swearing. But if you do want to change that, we could send out a text to you every single day to help you commit to the goals that you have. And I know that you can't really put a price on changing someone's life, right? And we love to discuss more about this program with you as this podcast goes on. And I really do believe that we can change a lot of your behaviors if you let us to. Yeah.
And now we want to take a moment to talk about our aim and our goal with this. We want people to be able to learn how to be accountable and responsible for their lives. And by doing that, you start to unlock all these different potentials that you can have. You can drop those vices that are holding you back. You can drop those addictions, or you can just start strengthening the good behaviors you already have. You know, stuff like maybe you start meditating. Maybe you stop smoking. Maybe you just learn how to have a better day. You savor your experiences. You're more grateful. You're more mindful and aware of yourself and your surroundings. And you're able to continue through the day where you can keep doing these things and keep progressing in life.
Exactly what Jaren said. I mean, for myself, if I just do one simple good thing every day, my day is just overall better. For example, when I make a bed in the morning, simple thing, small thing, but I really feel like it makes impact on my day. And it would help me a lot if someone just reminded me, hey, Ryan, make your bed, a simple text. And that is essentially what we'll be doing for you. Any sort of problem, any reminder you need every single day. Maybe you keep forgetting to take your pills every day.
Yeah, just like your wife makes you take your pills every day too.
Hey, no. I take my own pills, buddy, okay? No, I take my own pills. But, you know, some people out there might need help, you know, constant reminder of taking the pills. I know there's lots of people in the older generation that their memories aren't the best. And they might need that constant reminder of, I need to make sure I take my pills and my doctor has prescribed me.
Another example would be perhaps a caffeine addiction. A lot of people are drinking a lot of caffeine every day, and it is a stimulant and it is very addictive. And sometimes a lot of people want to break that addiction, but it's really hard.
So why do people want to break that addiction, you think, Jaren?
Because maybe, you know, they're getting headaches throughout the day if they don't get more caffeine, or maybe they're just tired of spending all that money on those drinks.
Yeah, I think that'd be a big thing for me every morning, that if you go to Starbucks, I'm not sure how much a coffee costs, maybe $5 a day. A lot of money every week, right? You could be spending on something else. Like, I would spend it on maybe more clothes or something else rather than coffee. But if I had that addiction to that, I'd be quite quite a struggle.
Even just starting a little savings fund for a little trip or something, you could make that a goal of, if I'm not drinking coffee, I'm going to use that money I used and put it in a jar or another savings account that I can reward myself at the end of the year, and you or your family, you guys can go on a small trip.
Yeah, guys, I think you should all listen to Jaren here. Like, my idea of buying clothes, no. Like, savings account, that's where it's at, okay? Jaren's got this. So we just want to close out today. We appreciate you, everyone, coming in, listening, and hearing our thoughts about the importance of being accountable and accountable now. And we just wanted to share our goals with you and just kind of explain what we had going on here.
And so go on Facebook at Accountability Now. Follow us on Podbean. We'd really appreciate the support, and we'll continue trying to support you guys as well. And my name is Jaren.
I'm Ryan, and we will be hearing from you soon. Thanks so much for coming in and listening. Have a good day.